Well, called Pigeon the Shoe, yeah, we played that.
Were you any good at that?
Sir?
Were you any good at it?
No, sir, no, I wasn't much. I never much good on that.
But did you call it horseshoes? Was it what the name was called?
Yeah, horseshoe game, pitching, you know.
Uh-huh.
As a rule, we had a stub or something like that. If you could ring that stub, well, you were supposed to be a good pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Have a stub, you know, stand off and pitch that. And if you didn't get it up there, why, you wasn't much of a pitcher. You were chucking that open shoe, run around that stub, call you good.
Oh, okay. Would you happen to know what a male sheep is called?
Well, I know too much about a sheep.
Okay. Do you know what they raise sheep's for?
For the wool.
Okay.
Because when they're going to eat, they call it mutton.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the flesh.
Was there a name for the male hog?
Yes, sir. They call him boar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Old boar. And that scoundrel, he lived a long time. He had long tushes.
Mm-hmm.
And he cut you all to pieces, cut a dog anything all to pieces. He wasn't a good one.
Mm-hmm. Did, what do hogs have on their backs? They kind of stand up, you know, when they get mad.
Hair.
Uh-huh.
Bristle.
You ever have one get mad at you?
Well, many times.
Did he go after you?
If he's a boar, he might go at you.
Uh-huh.
Some boars will go after
you. Did you ever have one go after you?
Yes, many times. Get him mad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You better get out of his way. You shoot him or something else. That's it.
Oh, wow. You know, when you're talking about that calf being weaned, is there a noise that they make when they're being weaned?
They bleat.
Okay. Is there a noise that a cow makes during feeding time?
Well, a lot of them are low.
Okay. Okay. How about a noise that a horse makes?
Well, we call that a whickering noise.
Okay.
Whickering noise.
Did you say, tell me what you call a chicken that was sitting on a nest of eggs? Is there a name for that kind of chicken?
We call it a sitting hen.
Okay. Where was the place?
She got a noise she makes, and lets you know she's second in.
What does she do?
Well, she go to clucking, kuk, you know, making that kind of noise.
Uh-huh.
And she means to sit then. She don't mean to lay. She means to sit on some eggs.
Uh-huh. Where did your chickens live most of the time? They own a little place for their own.
Well, I'll tell you, if you've got, sometimes you've got orange tree limbs low enough, maybe oak or something like that low enough, they'll fly up on that roost up there.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people had chicken yards, you know, and
they
had a place where the chicken would get up there and roost, and it'd catch out of that waste from the chicken's dung and put fertilized stuff with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a chicken yard and have chicken houses, you know, in the yard. And they had those houses there in the yard, chicken yard, protecting from a lot of times too much cold.
Mm-hmm.